lost my drive. I've been stuck in traffic and I can't find my way out. I guess it's roadblocks.
What is up, y'all, and welcome to another episode of the Destroying Depression Podcast. As always, I am your host, Jake Danielson, and for those of you watching online, welcome from my brother's extra bedroom. The lighting in here is awful, so sorry about that, but we're gonna get into it. So, my big issue lately is 100% been just my anxiety has been at an all-time high. You know, it's been hard, man. It's just, and I still feel like mine compared to other people's isn't that bad. So I can't even imagine how people even function on a day-to-day basis. I know some people who have it real bad. I don't even know how they do it. Because I know as mine has increased, how hard it's been for me. It's just kind of taking a big toll on me. It's been a new thing to deal with and something that I've had trouble kind of getting a grip on, you know, and coming to terms with and maneuvering through. Because the thing about anxiety that's really tough is anxiety gives you all these irrational fears, at least for me. You know, it tells you these lies that everything's going to go wrong, that you'd have to do everything a specific certain way, or it could all go bad if I don't fold my shirt a certain way, you know. Everything's gonna fall apart. That's this lie that anxiety tells you. And even when you know it's not true, and you try to take steps away from it, which is how you overcome it, it's hard because your body reacts. You know, like, you know you're gonna be okay, you know you're gonna be fine, but you're all shaky, and your muscles are all tense, and your chest is all tight because you don't know for sure in this moment if you're gonna be okay, and you have to ride through that feeling until you start to feel better. And so that's been really hard for me to sit with, is this issue of pushing through these things and knowing I'm okay, but trying to decide, is it even worth it? Is it worth the physical, what it does to me physically to overcome this stuff sometimes, you know, because it does take a lot of energy and a lot of, you know, willpower and different things to take steps away from this all day long. And sometimes, you know, you gotta do, I feel like, at least for me, I have to do what my brain wants. I can't step away from it just because I don't have the energy to do it, at least in this moment. But as I always talk about, first off, you know, my biggest thing is, how can I take a baby step in the right direction? Maybe I can't overcome every irrational anxiety I have today, but maybe I can overcome one. Maybe I can overcome one fear today that just seemingly I can't get over. I'm just slowly taking steps in that direction. And as tough as this anxiety has been, and just this mental illness as a whole, I've been trying to find, you know, at least in some way the good in it, right? And it's hard, because when you struggle with mental illness, how is there a good thing? You know what I'm saying? When you struggle with something that takes so many lives every year, how can you find good in that? What positive can come from that? But this is something I'll probably have for the rest of my life. So just dwelling on how bad it is isn't going to help nothing. I have to find some positives in it too, and some ways to flip it, and so it can work for me, not against me. And my biggest thing is with my anxieties is a lot of it comes from my past triggers and stuff that I went through. And so all these things that I'm worried about and anxious about and fearful of, I sit during the day in remembrance of of how blessed I am to have the things that I do and to be in the positions that I'm in, man. Because, like, when you struggle with some really, really tough stuff, you gotta remember how, like, important little things in life are, right? And it's hard when you really struggle with mental illness because it feels like everything's awful, but, like, as someone who struggled with sleep, like, getting a full night's sleep ever is a blessing. Ever. Any night I get a good night's rest, I wake up in the morning. Man, like, how amazing for that to happen, you know? And, like, I've had really bad stomach issues for like, most of the year and up until recently. And so it's just, like, another thing of, like, man, how blessed am I to not have to go through that stomach pain and that frustration that I was going through so long, you know? And just the things that I went through, just to be able to sit and be like, things are still really hard. I'm still really struggling. But what a blessing to not have to be in the position that I was before. To be able to do new things and have new experiences. And you know, I was really struggling for a long time. And I feel like, and some things that are really important to me, I lost a lot of people. And I felt like people that really cared about me have shown that they haven't. And in some things that are really important to me in my life, I feel like I'm starting almost from scratch. And that's been so frustrating and caused me a lot of, you know, built up frustration and anger. I'm trying to think of a different word, but I can't think of what it is. But I realized that all that stuff happens and now I have new opportunities. And I'm getting to make new friendships and be around new people. And you know, I think that's the biggest thing that I can say about this life, man. Is it's really hard. It's hard always. At least for me. Maybe it's not for all of y'all. I'm guessing it probably is for most of you that listen to this, at least. I'm guessing life feels pretty tough the majority of the time. It's hard, man. It's difficult. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that life's just sunshine and rainbows and everything's amazing. Because it's not. This shit's difficult, man. It's hard to get up in the morning and do the things. But what I'm saying is if you keep fighting and keep going for all the hard, there's just as much good. For all the bad, there's just as much good. It equals each other out. I truly believe that those who can fight and overcome their mental issues and mental illness and mental hardships, whatever it is, live the most beautiful lives. Because they cherish the little things so much more. You know what I mean? When I have just a regular day with my friends, and it's amazing. Like, that shit means so much to me. Because I know what it's like to sit alone and want to die. For days. So being with people I care about and not feeling that way, that means everything to me. I feel like I see life through a different perspective because of what I've went through. And so, although it can be easy to drown in the hardships and the difficulties that this life offers, it's also a constant reminder of the good and the blessings and the moments and the little things, you know. And that's the stuff you keep fighting for. Then you just remember that, you know, even when you feel anxious and broken and alone and frustrated, that there's something, no matter how small it is, to be grateful for and to remember why you keep going. And lucky for me now, I have lots of reasons. But even at my worst, I sat with this little gleam of hope that things could get better. And that little gleam of hope was all I needed. That was my blessing. That I maybe had a chance someday to be better. That there still was opportunity, if nothing else. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow. But someday I could feel better. And make all my dreams come true. And I'm hopeful And I truly believe I can still do all of those things. So this is my reminder that wherever you're going through, you're not alone. Please reach out, friends, family, therapist. Check out the DMs. No safe spaces this month, but hopefully they're going to get two going next month is the plan I'm hopeful for. But, you know, check us out. Check out the Instagram page. Check out the website. If you enjoy this podcast and you think it can help someone, please let them know. If not, that's completely okay. But as always, have a good week.